Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barca says Walker has been reaching out to legislative Democrats in recent weeks, trying to find ways they can work together. Barca says that if the governor is serious about the offer, this is one way he could show it.
If he were to step forward at this point and say, look, I will not sign a bill unless it's a fair redistricting map, or better yet, maybe call together a nonpartisan group of people. That would be another way that he could show that he's interested in trying to end this breach and stop the kind of polarization that he's created.
Asked about the suggestion, Walker said that the important thing for any legislative map is that it respects so-called communities of interest and preserve minority voting rights. Those are two key benchmarks courts look at when they decide whether or not a map is constitutional. Walker made no commitments beyond that.
To me, no matter what the process is, the product is the most important thing in the courts, and ultimately for me, so I'm going to look at what the product is. I haven't looked at the maps yet, so it would be premature to talk about the process.
Practically speaking, Democrats have no power in this stage of the redistricting process, whether it be influencing the legislature's map or getting the governor to veto it. But several Democrats have promised to fight the map in court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.